they've been trying now for 30 years or more to build the world's biggest copper mine by the southwest Alaskan shore, to build the world's biggest copper mine in the world's last great wildlands, to store a billion gallons of poison, turn it into wastelands, a billion gallons of poison in massive reservoirs, and to keep it all there forevermore. The toxic sludge will never leak. They're saying it again. Oh, to hear such stupid words from the mouths of stupid men. We know what's gonna happen if the corporation gets its way and they build the world's biggest copper mine on Bristol Bay. The world's biggest copper mine, or the world's biggest run of fish. You cannot have both, no matter how hard you might wish, no matter how hard you might pray, or how careful you might be. Massive sludge pits on a fault line will soon find its way into the sea. We know what's gonna happen if the corporation gets its way and they build the world's biggest copper mine on Bristol Bay. The Pebble Company. It sounds almost benign, but there's not a shred of innocence about the pebble mine, because among the pebbles in the ore are the tanks of cyanide, the toxic sludge pits a mile deep and miles wide. If we cannot stop them, if we don't manage to say no, we can say goodbye to the salmon and the salmon roe. Goodbye to the mountains when they flatten them for ore. Goodbye to all the things we once loved Alaska for. We know what's gonna happen if the corporation gets its way and they build the world's biggest copper mine on Bristol Bay. On Bristol Bay. Bristol Bay.